This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I'm at the Nordic House in the capital today with someone we've spoken to on the program before, Jose, also known in his performing guise as Andervel, joins me once again. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Darren. Thank you so much for having me again.
And good to be back here at the Nordic House. We're not out at the greenhouse today because it's a little bit murky and there's a lot of work going on outside. But the last time we spoke was about the music events that you were running, which were taking place in the greenhouse. And we're talking about another series of musical events. The next one is this Sunday called Picnic. So I guess we want to talk about the similarities, but also the difference between this event and the one we talked about last time.
Yes, the Picnic series is a summer concert series run by the Nordic House. It happens every summer, or it has happened every summer for the last 4 years. This is the fourth edition. And it's an event organized and hosted by the Nordic House as an institution. And Litla Gróðurhúsa Familia,
Which we spoke about last time.
It's somehow related, but it's still a different event. Litla Gróðurhúsa Familia is a private project, and the Nordic House is supporting it, and it happens as well in the greenhouse, but it is not necessarily a project by the Nordic House, but rather a project that the Nordic House is supporting.
Tell me about the musical acts that we can enjoy.
We have 7 acts this year. Normally we have six acts. It is every Sunday for 6 weeks, and this year is going to be from the 23rd of June to the 4th of August, and we have one extra concert, and we wanted to do that because on the 23rd there is going to be a small celebration here in the Nordic House for midsummer, and we wanted to join Picnic and that event that I would recommend your audience to check out. That's going to happen before. So the Picnic concerts start this next Sunday on the 23rd of June at 3 p.m. And before that, in the morning, there is a Midsummer Fest. Me and my colleague, we wanted to join this event somehow. And so we're having the concert in the pavilion at the Nordic House. And this first concert is by Posimiste. Posimiste is a band. A band based in Iceland, and I would say is Icelandic Estonian. And they are going to be inaugurating the series, space pop. Yeah, or very, very, very much strongly based on a fictional narration.
Okay, I like the idea of trying to work out what space pop might be.
Of a being that comes from a different place.
Okay.
So
an alien
kind of. So I really recommend you to check it out. And we have for this series we have Icelandic based artists, and we have also a couple of international artists. We have an Iranian contemporary composer called Sohail. Sohail, he is based in France, but he was born in Iran, and he will be giving a concert at the greenhouse on the 28th of June. Of July. We have as well a collective from Sami, Norway, and this collective is called Company Parrugera. They are a performative collective that has the mission to represent minorities, in this case the LGBTQ+ minority in the Sami community in Norway. So they will be performing and showing a visual installation of one of their pieces that they have been working with lately. I am very excited for all the concerts, but this is one that I am very, very much looking forward to.
Just even with what you described, what a range.
Yeah, and wait.
It
gets better because we have also a folk musician from Inner Mongolia that is based in Iceland. His name is Harhan, and Harhan is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays different Mongolian folk instruments, and he has this project that he's trying to match Mongolian folk music with more, let's say, modern sounds and contemporary techniques of production. So he has an interesting mix there. He will be playing a concert on the 21st of July, And this is also when Picnic and Litla Grodur Husa Familia cross over, because Harhan and Posimiste, as well as another artist that we have for this series, Olof Rune, they are all guests in the first season of our project Litla Grodur Husa Familia. But since they are somehow similar projects, and both Litla Grodur Husa Familia and the staff in the Nordic House, we share principles, and that's why the Nordic House decided to support, yes, Litla Grodur Husa Familia. We thought that it would be fun to mix these two projects and try to make to make it bigger too.
And just a word then on the response you've had so far for Litla Grodur Husa Familia, which has been running since we last spoke back in April. How's that gone?
It's going very well. I am really happy with how the videos turned out to be. I never want to lose a chance to remark and acknowledge the work that the Litla Grodur Husa Familia crew has done, because it is an extraordinary work.
And these works, we should say, just to remind you, are available to watch on YouTube, I think.
They are available on YouTube, on our channel, Litla Grodur Husa Familia. People can also find it on Facebook under the same name, and on Instagram.
We'll put links up as well.
Yeah. They can also, if the name is a little bit complicated for non-Icelandic speakers, they can find it through my profile, Anderwell, and they will find a link there, or LGF. But yeah, the project has been running and has been going very well. Right now we are waiting for some funds, grant answers to start working on the second season. We have already some artists that are very interested in being part of the second season, but we need the support to be able to do it.
Sure. Okay, so back to Picnic. It launches for this year on Sunday, as we said. We're having our conversation on Tuesday, and you mentioned that one of these events will pivot around midsummer. Doesn't really feel like we're close to any point of summer today with the rain coming down and the mist. And we should say as well, you can hear lots of noise here because the Nordic House is very busy once again, which is great. The library behind us has reopened. We're next to the restaurant here, which is doing a Fairolds trade at lunchtime just now. But there is lots of work still going on outside of the house. Is that interfering with what you're doing at the greenhouse?
I don't think so. Maybe the renovations, if they are still as they are right now, you know, the fence in the front, maybe that will make people a little bit confused, but no, I think the greenhouse is rather free.
Yes.
And on Sunday, I don't think people will be working, so I think we will be okay.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, it's very nice to have movement and to have people coming down to the house. That's what we want, and that's what Picnic is about. It's a family event in which people can just come, listen to some great music, framed in a great community, in a really nice ecosystem. So the more the merrier, I think.
The merrier. And Picnic runs for how long into the year?
Picnic runs for 7 weeks until the 4th of August.
Okay. So at a time of year when it does feel as if Iceland sort of closes down and shuts down over the summer when there's not much going on, you are taking up the slack. You're making stuff happen.
Yes, we are. It's the summer and people need something to come to, right?
Yeah.
And we are bringing the good weather with us. Last year we had, last year the series went great, and we had actually a lot of warm days in the greenhouse. So let's hope that this year is the same.
Well, I mean, it is a greenhouse.
Also outside the greenhouse, you know, yeah. When we were filming, the Litla Grodur Husa Familia was so cold. But anyway,
yeah.
My point is that the sky was very clear, there was sun, so hopefully we will have a similar weather this time, at least, yes, for a few Sundays.
And you perform, as we've mentioned, as Anderwell.
Yeah.
Are you performing in any of the Picnic run?
No, I'm not performing this time in Picnic. I'm just facilitating it for other people.
And your own gigs as Anderwell, do you have anything on the calendar?
I just had one, and the next one, I think it's in August. I think I will be playing with my friend Kelly from Celebs, and we're still thinking what we do. We are perhaps considering inviting more people, but that will be announced on social media.
I've no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt at all. Okay, that starts this Sunday. We'll put all the links up. And it's free entry.
It is free entry. All Sundays are free entry.
Jose, thanks very much. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.
It's RUV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are English@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.